Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I listen to this all the time.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
That's what I'm saying.
A Gao Media Station.
The city is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Stay here at the back. It's open up for Benny Smith. He has the opening goal. They sat back. They waited for their chance. And they pounced.
It so warms my heart when we hear that Texas Children's Hospital is the presenting sponsor of our number one. So let's get this going here tonight. We are on the air. 29 days to go to the World Cup. We got a lot to talk about here tonight. And just a reminder, we're taking Soccer Matters on a world tour with live shows. Well, not really a world tour, but a Houston tour. But in the name of hype, we'll say it's a world tour. Next Saturday at FM Kitchen Bar off Shepherd near Washington, Champions League watch party, Real Madrid and Liverpool, followed by Soccer Matters Live with a match recap call-in show. Get out there. I would love to see everybody. We're going to have some ticket giveaways as well. Then once we get out of the group stages in the World Cup, we have seven, count them, seven live shows at the Gorgeous Scale 5555 Morningside. And we will have ticket giveaways. Make the Gorgeous Scale your World Cup headquarters this summer. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. And I do know that there are a lot of people maybe here in the show right now with the Houston Rockets getting set to take on the Golden State Warriors. So if you're out and about in the car tonight, 713-780-3776. So if I was going to pick a team that was reminiscent and had some similar characteristics to the Golden State Warriors, you know who I'd pick? Barcelona. Movement into the ball, very spatial. Number of different scorers. And I thought the other night on the broadcast with TNT and Shaq, Chuck, and Kenny the Jet, they did a great piece at halftime that even the layman could understand. And it showed James Harden, and they showed the 24-second clock, and they showed the fact that he dribbled the ball around for 19 seconds working for a shot and never involved his teammates out of the 24-second clock. And we're already hearing fatigue could be an issue with James Harden. We're already hearing LeBron doing too much in his series. Golden State Warriors. It's going to be a tough nut to crack. I hope the Rockets can get it done. But if I was going to pick a team that measures up and is close to the Golden State Warriors, I would say it's Barcelona. Now, if you were going to pick a team in soccer that was equivalent to the Rockets, who would it be? I don't even know if Victor Ariza can answer that. He's been thinking about it for about 15 minutes. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. One of the big questions tonight for me to you also, is winning the Champions League more important than winning your season-long domestic league title? That is the question. 713-780-3776. Who this weekend needs the FA Cup more? Is it Manchester United or Chelsea? Everyone has already pretty much given this cup to Manchester United, which I think is perilously dangerous. Proceed with caution. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, Chelsea's in disarray. And based on their last game, you would say Manchester United. Yet, there are teams that are in disarray sometimes that prove to be very dangerous. Players will play in spite of a situational thing. They'll play in spite of a coach or a manager. And they may play to boost their own personal situation on a big stage. So we'll see if Eden Hazard and Willian are up for the day. But I have a feeling this is not game, set, and match like everybody may think it is. Also, the first hour, a big thank you to the Texas Children's Hospital for being our presenting sponsor. And we do so much appreciate their great support of this show. We're also going to talk some of the provisional rosters that have been sent out as well today, or make that yesterday, for all 32 teams in the World Cup. 713-780-3776. Europa League today, as predicted. You heard me say it, Atletico Madrid was not going to be stopped by Marseille. The defining moment came in the beginning of the game because Marseille had a chance to go up 1-0 and needed to score that initial goal, that great chance that they had, in order to take Atletico out of sort of what is their nature, and that is having to be forced to score goals. And in the end, the man in black's team was just too much. 713-780-3776. So, is winning the Champions League more important than winning a domestic title season long? We can take Europa League talk. We can take World Cup talk and roster talk. And there are some stunning omissions. Let's start with David tonight. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for taking my call. I'm like I told the person who asked, I'm new to soccer. I kind of know the basics, and I appreciate your show. Work. You keep it simple for people like me. You don't overthink it. You don't overtalk. And I can follow along with you. And I really appreciate that. My question is about the World Cup. I'm very proud of my city. And I'm not really sure how the World Cup works. Is Houston big enough to hold it? I know we have the great stadiums. And I really don't know the ins and outs of world soccer or World Cup. But I don't know how. I know it's huge. But is one city too small to hold it? And do you ever think it'll come our way in the near future? And I appreciate your show. You keep it simple for guys like me. And I'll hang up and listen, man.
Thank you very much for that, David. And listen, we don't want to be an intimidating place here. We want to talk soccer at all levels here. I think if there is, when the World Cup, if in fact it comes back to the United States, Canada, and Mexico, Houston's a shoo-in. I don't think there's any question. You got Reliance Stadium, or Energy, excuse me. And no, game, set, and match, it'll be here. Let's go to Mark now. Mark, what do you got?
What's up, Glenn? How you doing?
I'm good, Mark. And you?
Good, good, good. So you're talking about whether or not Champions League is better than domestic league. If you're talking about, that head-to-head, yeah, I think the Champions League is better than domestic league, no matter which league it is, even if it's like EPL or La Liga or whatever.
Why is the Champions League better?
Because, you're playing the top three or four teams of each league from each European country. For the most part, so the competition obviously is higher than what you play. Because for example, like Barcelona can take a week off and rest Messi or Suarez or whoever during domestic play or whatever. And the same thing goes for Man City. You can rest a couple of players and during a domestic league. Depending on who you're playing that week. But Champions League, you got to play your top players. You got to play your top players. Because. Anybody can beat anybody
what if I said to you that I always hear that, the Premier League is the best in the world, it's grueling, any of the lower-end teams in the Premier League can, on any given day, if you go to Stoke, it's going to be tough. Are we dissing the body of work that Manchester City did? Because, by the way, they had 100 points this year in the Premier League. I don't know when that's going to be matched again.
No, of course, and I understand what you're saying. And a lot of people are going to come back with obviously you got to win your domestic league to qualify for Champions League or whatever. But I understand what you're saying. That some of the lower tier teams, especially like in the English Premier League, are not shoo-ins for wins. But in the Champions League, if you don't win, you're knocked out. If you lose, you're knocked out. If you lose one week at the EPL, Man City lost to. to Stoke, for example, since you brought up Stoke 1 week, hey, that's okay. Well, let's get it the next week, you know? There's always another week to pick up or whatever. It's in that Champions League, like you saw with
okay,
Barcelona,
so you're
Roma.
Making a good point that it's a knockout tournament, very different than an overall league. So I guess what I'm trying to say is they're two very different things. Certainly the Champions League gets the publicity globally, and it's going to be ridiculous the amount of people that are going to watch the game from a week from Saturday. But are we maybe dissing the consistency of a Manchester City or teams that put a consistent body of work together? Because remember,
no.
Real Madrid has had a rough season in La Liga.
Yeah,
yet they may win their third Champions League. And quite frankly, nobody's going to care about La Liga. So for all of you who say La Liga is better than the Premier League, you need to kind of back up a little bit. Because, you know, you know, maybe La Liga, you just told me, it's a great place to take a break.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, the La Liga trophy, I mean, it's a great trophy to win, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm on the side where, hey, Barcelona's double is better than Real Madrid's Champions League if they do win the Champions League, just FYI. But when you go back to that saying, I mean, it's an accomplishment what Barcelona has done for the last decade, winning 7 out of 10 and La Liga. That's crazy, you know. That's astounding, you know. And when other teams, you know, when Atletico won it that one year, you know, and you know, it's a huge accomplishment. I think we're just so prone to seeing the same teams win it every year that it's kind of like, you know, kind of lowered the standard of the trophy. But don't get me wrong, that one year that Atletico won it with Cholo Simon, they were excited, you know, that team deserved to win it that year, or you know, the year Leicester City won it in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. You don't think those guys treated that trophy like it was a Champions League trophy?
No, I know they did. I'm just talking about us out in the public here as fans and everything. That's why I posed the question tonight whether winning the Champions League is more important than winning your season long domestic league title. By the way, the Real Madrid manager Zinedine Zidane did say that coveting a league title is more than a Champions League title, if I'm not mistaken. Anything else, Mark, before I let you go?
Man, great game from Atletico, you know, Griezmann and stuff like that. You know, unfortunately, it's probably his last game with Atletico Madrid, you know, and I hope Fernando Torres comes to the Dynamo. All right, Glenn.
There you go. I like it, Mark. And by the way, Antoine Griezmann was once told he was too small to play soccer. So there's another one of those silly things. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're going to talk some official rosters. Let's go to Gray. Gray.
Hey, that was kind of neat to hear about the Spanish Premier League. I think I kind of want to add to that I do think that Atletico and Valencia legitimately are right in there in quality with Madrid and Barcelona. And
well, Levante apparently was this past weekend because they beat Barcelona 5-4. Lionel Messi did not play. Barcelona loses 5-4 to Levante. They were undefeated up to that point. They gave up 3 goals in 10 minutes. So
okay.
There's our theory that Barcelona is all about Lionel Messi, right?
Yeah, I'd say he's definitely their strength, and they're going to have trouble as he gets older, and they're going to have trouble with replacing Iniesta. Iniesta is unique. You know, I don't know who they have who can sit around and move the ball, you know, as smartly as they do and consistently. I mean, they got some young guys like Alenia, and who knows how Dembele will turn out, but they're young. They're really young for midfielders. Midfielders take a long time to develop.
They've had a pretty good track record with young players, so we'll see. And, you know, with the rumors of Neymar potentially going to Real Madrid, it really makes things interesting. So let me let you talk, Ray. What do you got on your mind?
Just a little bit of nostalgia. You were talking about teams in soccer that could move the ball around just like, you know, the Golden State Warriors do. And, you know, Barcelona is kind of the obvious comparison. But I guess about a decade ago, a little bit more than a decade ago, in the Italian Premier League, whatever they call it.
Serie A.
They had
Italian Serie A.
Roma. Yeah, Serie A, that's right. there was Roma, and the coach was Spalletti, I believe his name
Luciano
was.
Luciano Spalletti, yes.
And up until that point, that was the first time I'd ever seen a team that looked like they used less energy when they had the ball than when they didn't have it. They just played with it. They just played with teams. I don't think they quite ever won the Serie A, but I think they were in there at second or third a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a fascinating team to watch.
Yeah, Francesco Totti.
They weren't so heavy with athletes, but they had soccer players.
Yeah, it's fun to see those teams. I mean, look, I could relate last night, Monday night to the Golden State Warriors. They really interest me. Of course, I'm interested with the Rockets because they're my local team. And I've watched James Harden as such an individualistic guy now become less individualistic. But, boy, the points that the guys on TNT made at halftime were exceptional. And we could all learn something from those guys because those guys are honest. They're not – they seem to me that they're not – protecting their buddies or you know, making sure that they make nice to their friends because they're afraid, an ex-teammate or somebody who's currently in the NBA is going to say something to them. And they made it really clear at halftime to even the layman that, you know, look, the Rockets may be a little bit more expansive than they were, but they're not as expansive anywhere near Golden State when it comes to five guys passing movement spatially and all the things that go with moving a basketball quickly and altering defenses. And that's where you can draw a similarity between basketball and soccer. It's all about moving the ball. You're moving the ball to get people out of position to create space to take shots. It's no different than soccer. It's no different than hockey. Pressing in hockey, or forechecking as it's called, is denoted to win the puck close to an opponent's goal and get immediate chances. Pressing in soccer, high pressing, it's the same thing. Pressing in basketball off the inbound, it's the same thing, so that you get immediate chances. So there's a lot more similarities than people think, but a team like Golden State can bring in the neutral. Basketball gets boring to me when it's just throw it into a big man. Big man tries to get a shot off. Big man can't get the shot off. Throw it out and shoot a three. Shooting threes just consistently is getting kind of boring, unless it's Curry who's doing it like from near the half court line. So I don't know. They made a great point. They said that James Harden was doing too much work. I just heard the same thing on LeBron James in the Cleveland series. So I think it's pretty interesting. If there's any Rocket fans out there and you want to educate me a little bit about basketball, you can do that. If you didn't agree with anything I just said, I'd love to hear it. Anything else, Gray?
Other than, you know, when you look at the old Rockets that Kenny was on, every guy on that team, you wouldn't be surprised if somebody in running a D1 program or D2 or even a good high school program would have approached them and said, hey, man, could you coach our team? And if there's a lot of Rockets that could have said yes to that and been credible basketball coaches. They understood the game. They were smart. They were articulate, just like Kenny.
That's a great halftime crew, and I think that's a lesson to all analysts out there that you got to take a position, you got to tell people how and why things are happening, and you can't be a fence sitter because if you're a fence sitter, you're boring. Gray, I want to keep it moving because the phone lines are really stacking up here. Thank you very much for your phone call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Vic. Vic, what's on your mind tonight? You want to talk Champions League?
Hey guys, I just wanted to talk about it. Winning Champions League is more harder than winning Premier League. I know you guys talked about it a little bit before, and I'm a lifelong Liverpool fan. We haven't won the Premier League in like 30-odd years, but we won the Champions League in 2005, and we probably, hopefully, will win it again next Saturday. So winning the Premier League is way more tough than winning the Champions League. I mean, looking at this year itself, you got to have an equivalent of 34 wins out of 38 games to win the Premier League and to beat Manchester City. I mean, the body of work is to win Premier League is way more tougher to win Champions League. I didn't agree with the last caller. I mean, Champions League, you have an opportunity. It's not knockout. You go through group stages. You have two legs. Liverpool lost to Roma, but still made to the finals. I mean, overall, winning Premier League is way more harder than Champions League.
Interesting.
I mean, that's my take, but
yeah.
I
like the take, Vic. And you know, let's remind ourselves, Manchester City was 19 points ahead of second place Manchester United. That's 6 more wins than United and a draw. That's remarkable. But the bottom line is, for those that love consistency, overall bodies of work, the patience of an entire season in the Premier League, it's different than the Champions League. And the Champions League is the sexier thing. I don't think there's any question. Real Madrid is a storyline going for a third straight Champions League title. I think they're just two very, very different things. I think one of the good things for Liverpool going into this on May 26th, and by the way, we're going to have a Soccer Matters watch party and live radio at FM Kitchen. So after the game's over, we're going to take phone calls and talk Champions League final. But I think the fact that they ended up in fourth and have already gotten off the table, the fact that you know they will be in the Champions League next year, allows them now to have a little bit more freedom and a little bit less pressure going into that final against Real Madrid. Would you agree with that, Vic?
I think making it in the Champions League was a huge relief. They don't have the pressure to be like, oh, we have to win the Champions League to go ahead and make it in the next year. So, yeah, that's a big yes and a big relief. The other thing, they can beat Real Madrid. This is their shot. They were handed down an easier draw in the quarterfinals with Man City, them in the league before, and then in the semis with Roma. So, I mean, I feel like this is their year. They are relaxed. They have their three strikers. Hopefully everybody stays healthy. And, have a real chance of scoring like 3 or more goals eventually.
Vic, thank you very much. I'm up on a hard break. I apologize for cutting you off. I got to get to a break here. 713-780-3776. Golden State Warriors equal Barcelona. Christian, stay with us. You'll be one of our first calls when we get back. We've put the questions out here tonight. What is more important, winning the Champions League or winning your season-long domestic title? Europa League. I'll take your comments on that as well. Plus, who's going to win the World Cup and why? Who are the outsiders? I got a couple for you as well. Before we go to break here, quick moment here for the King's Court. Soccer fans, the real soccer pub in Edo is the King's Court. It's right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, giant big screen at the King's Court. They show the Premier League, La Liga. They will have the Champions League final, the Bundesliga, Dynamo, plus all of Major League Soccer. 24 taps at King's Court. Full bar, great spirits, wonderful pub food. I recommend the butter chicken. Get over to King's Court. Say hello to Jay, kingscourttx.com. Also, for my friends here at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Now, I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, I've leased, I've bought from Advantage numerous times. My salesperson is Sergio Martinez. I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I got a 5 Series, absolutely love it. Well, after all, it is the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW is the customer service, second to none. Advantage BMW has you covered. Sales, service, finance, it can be done so easy. Get in a 3, a 5, or a 7 Series at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Don't let me have all the fun. Get that Houston hometown advantage. It's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. They are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We thank them for coming on board. I'm going to tell you about a World Cup winning goal scorer that has not been selected by Germany. And you know who he is. Take a break. More to come. We're going to start talking World Cup rosters. We'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Christian is up first. We'll take a Bud Light break.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Love,
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Still full of running, and he's Götze! It's Mario Götze! It's Super Mario! He might just have won the World Cup for Germany!
Ian Dark called him Super Mario Götze. That was the game-winning goal in the 2014 World Cup that held in Brazil. The assist going to André Schürrle. And yesterday when Germany released their roster, neither of those guys who combined for the game-winning goal in a World Cup final. Götze at the time was 21. Schürrle was, I believe, 23 or 24. Not on the roster. Tells you about Germany. There was no messing around when you're the German national team. You better be in form. You are given real opportunity from Yogi Löw. But at the end of the day, they are picking a roster, and there's nothing sentimental about it. And that is where some nations go sometimes, sentimentality. And we can talk about that with Mexico and Rafa Márquez. I just want to remind you about our first hour presenting sponsor, Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. So the Texas Children's Hospital, it's the place I visit a lot. I don't know, where are we online tonight? Are we streaming this somewhere, Victor?
Yeah, the link's on Facebook.
Okay, so if you go to Facebook Soccer Matters, you'll see me holding up this beautiful gray and pink ball that I've been sent a ton of these by Joe Ellsmore at Nike. And we go into rooms visiting children, and they love the color of the ball, and it's a great icebreaker. These are all kids that are dealing with cancer and their parents and end up in some really, really amazing discussions with parents and kids. And they're so courageous. And I'm so thankful that Texas Children's Hospital is now part of the show. And we do a lot of things, including an upcoming event with Alex Stepney on Friday, June 8th, that Tom Clare has put together. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I want to tell you about Texas Children's Hospital. The people down there are amazing, whether it's nurses, therapists, doctors. It is the largest pediatric cancer center in the country, 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials that are dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. So 60 years plus, Texas Children's Hospital are pioneers, and they're pioneers of what are now standard protocol for treating and curing children's cancer. It is one of the leading pediatric cancer hospitals in the country, and they use all kinds of state-of-the-art personalized cancer treatment for children. And I'll tell you what, that's something to be proud of here in Houston. Texas Children's Hospital are leaders in pediatric cancer research, and we thank them. And I'm technically on the board of the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. I'm more on-the-ground guy in the community. In a second, I'm going to bring on Philip Southwick, who is the general manager of BMW, another one of our great new sponsors. I mean, I can't tell you how I'm excited about this because I've been driving a BMW for years. I got a great story with Philip to tell here in a minute, and we're going to get some of his World Cup picks because he is, with Advantage BMW, a very, very big soccer fan. And that's in part why BMW is here, and that is the beauty of the connection of soccer. So Philip is going to come on in a minute, but right now I want to go to Christian, who's got something about the World Cup he wants to talk about. Christian.
Good evening, Mr. Davis. How are you?
I'm very good, Christian. You're always such a very upbeat guy. I appreciate that. It's time to be upbeat right now. Everybody's rehashing what would have been the U.S. World Cup roster. I don't want to hear about it. I'm going forward till the World Cup's over and we get general managers and the coach. I don't want to talk U.S. soccer right now. I don't want to hear Klinsmann stuff. I don't want to hear Bruce Arena giving me excuses of why we're not there. I want to talk about the here and now with Russia. What do you got on your mind tonight?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really... I mean, I will be watching the World Cup in about 4 weeks, but that's not really why I'm calling here tonight. What I'm really focused on is it too early to start thinking about the 2022 World Cup in Qatar?
Well, I mean, from what standpoint? I mean, we want to find out who's going to win the one here in Russia in 2008. What are you talking about? The fact that they're going to expand to 48 teams?
Well, it's not only that, but how do you see the U.S. as a soccer nation basically trying to get back on their feet.
Christian, you didn't hear what I just said. Did you hear what I just said? I just said I don't want to talk about the U.S. I don't want to talk about Bruce Arena. I don't want to talk about Jurgen Klinsmann. Nobody's going to do anything with U.S. soccer until this World Cup's over in Russia. The next step is a general manager. Whoever that is, I think, is going to be a bit of a tip-off as to what direction we're going to go with U.S. soccer. I'm like you. I'm hoping that not being at this World Cup is going to bring new people to the table, new ideas, new infrastructure, and hopefully it's exposed some of the abnormalities and problems that U.S. soccer has had, and it has some. And they've done some good things as well. But I think there's going to be more that comes out after the World Cup. Klinsmann will talk more, and he should talk more, and we should listen. And Bruce Arena is going to, you know, have his book coming out. So right now, there's not really a lot we can say except wasting our time and breath on it, to be quite honest. We can sit here and speculate all we want, but I'd rather speculate about Tunisia being an outsider at the 2018 World Cup in Russia, okay?
Okay, sir.
I'm effectively shutting you down, and I apologize for that, but I there's too many other amazing storylines going on right now. Let's get through this one, and then we'll begin to talk U.S. soccer. And that doesn't, I don't want that to detract you from calling into the show.
I'm sorry, and I will.
You don't have to be, No, you don't have to be sorry, Christian. The biggest thing but the biggest thing out of Qatar, and I'm going to say this quickly, and then I'm going to let you go, and thank you for calling. The biggest thing I'm going to say is it's going to go to 48 teams. I don't like it. I think we're losing the integrity of what is a unique tournament that occurs every 4 years. Now we're going to have 48 teams at this thing. And by the way, Qatar or Qatar, however you want to say it, is not going to be able to handle 48 teams. So that means they're probably going to have to go to other countries. And I think it's just, it disgusts me that it becomes such a moneymaker, that's all. And that's why it's going to expand. In fact, I heard Tony Meola on Sirius today with Brian Dunseth, and I know Tony and Brian very well. And Tony was all for the 48 teams. I'm not. I want it to be capped at 32. I know I'm not going to be in the majority here because it's all about making money. But the integrity of this thing is something that has to be protected. It's every 4 years. It's historic. Mario Götze can never kick a ball again, and he's infamous. Okay? He's infamous in his country for that magical moment. And that's the beauty of being patient and having to wait. Christian, I will talk to you next Wednesday, okay?
Okay, and I will talk to you on social media until then at Glenn Davis SLC.
There you go. You're the best, Christian. Thank you so much. And now I feel bad. I shut Christian down. I feel bad. All right, that allows me to bring in Philip Southwick now of BMW. Man, we're jumping ahead there talking about Qatar. I want to talk about 2018 in Russia, Philip.
Well, I mean, it's good to be optimistic, and I'd say 2018, it's a great year for us at Advantage BMW Midtown. It's an exciting time. We've got some new models coming this year. There's going to be a new X5. There's going to be an X7 at the end of the year, maybe early next year. Where a lot of people are backing away from the sedans, that's something that we're still very excited about at BMW. I mean, that is our bread-and-butter car, the sports sedan. And I know, Glenn, you drive one.
I absolutely love it.
You know, we do have those SUV offerings, but, some of our competition says, you know, they're out on sedans. They're not going to do sedans anymore. They're going to do SUVs. And we say, you know, no, that's what we do best. So we're going to keep pushing.
Oh, you do it best. And now, Philip Southwick is the general manager at Midtown's Advantage BMW. Now, I've been down there for years, and this is a great story because I've always wanted them to be a sponsor of the show because I like the fact that I actually drive the car. I can personalize it. Longtime salesman has been Sergio Martinez, who, believe it or not, as a kid was watching me play in the 80s at Butler Stadium for what was then our pro soccer team here called the Houston Dynamos. So I meet Philip. Philip loves soccer. Lo and behold, we become partners, and we're weaving soccer into BMW, and we got some good times ahead. So I want to thank you, first of all,
for
putting soccer on the radio because you're part of doing that. So I thank you for that.
Well, it was a natural fit. You know, you take the German brand with all the German success in soccer, and, you got Glenn, and it just made all the sense in the world to put our two brands aligned and together. And it's exciting times, as I said. You know, even the Dynamo. You know, this is you know, Glenn was gracious enough to let me go see Zlatan Ibrahimovic in person to see the Dynamo win 3-2. We were very excited about that game, and it just shows the progression of the Dynamo team in the last few years.
Great energy out there that night.
Oh, amazing.
That's the energy we got to go for every night.
Every night.
It was quite the spectacle. It was a different feel in that stadium, and you know, it's just exciting. And it's great because when I drive to the stadium before the game, I usually go right by BMW in Midtown.
Right.
Because I kind of come in around. I try to avoid all that Astro traffic and everything else. But we're excited you guys are on board. So tell me a little bit about, you know, where soccer is aligning with companies, because every car manufacturer out there is tying into soccer, whether it's Chevy with the Premier League. I mean, you know, Audi is involved. You know, we can't let all of them have the fun because BMW absolutely. Is the ultimate driving machine. You did mention German.
Right.
I do truly have German background. Nesselhoff is my mother's name. So, you know, this is full disclaimer here. But it's interesting to see the connection with soccer and automobiles.
Sure. You know, there's of course, there's the commercial benefit. You know, they've seen whether it's market statistics or these groups, these third party groups have found that, you know, they go hand in hand, sports and automotive. Of course, there's always a natural pull towards sports, whether it be the local team or just the winning team. You know, that's why, for instance, you mentioned Chevrolet. I teamed up with Manchester United those years ago. It's not because they sell a lot of Chevys in England. It's because there was going to be that brand exposure from a worldwide standpoint. And, you know, we have a tie-in right now with the local BMW groups with the Houston Texans. And it's a natural fit because, you know, it's sports and car sales is always very competitive. There's also the kind of the performance issue that comes, you know, with BMW and the Houston Texans. So it's one of these things where they found it's just a great fit between the two. And, you know, it's just another opportunity to get your name out there. Now, do I agree with some of them? No, but that's okay. We're going to get our name out there. And large thanks to you, Glenn.
Well, we're going to help you do that. Yeah, and I'm an actual driver of a BMW. So Advantage BMW. So if I sent somebody down there, do I send them to Philip Southwick? Do I send them to Sergio? Who, you know, we got Justin McGehee down there.
I mean, the idea is...
Probably not sending him right to you.
No, that's okay. I don't mind.
So go down and say hello to Philip.
Please.
Then.
You know,
he's going to give you a Soccer Matters deal.
Yeah, hey, why not? Why not have a Soccer Matters deal? I mean, if you bring up this this radio show, yeah, you know, we're going to go that extra mile because, frankly, you know, we really enjoy our partnership with Glenn.
And it's young, and we're going to keep this moving. We're ultimately also going to look at doing a live show down there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Around all the cars
that'd
one day.
That'd be fun, yeah.
So
why not?
You told me about the new 5 Series. That's kind of an incredible car coming
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
So we are so excited with this vehicle because it does, first of all, everything a 5 Series couldn't do before. Not only do you have the handling characteristics and the performance of a BMW, but now you've got all the luxury that used to be standard in 7 Series BMWs and much more expensive vehicles. The combination of the performance and the technology is really what BMW does best. And, you know, they encompass that so perfectly in the new 5 Series that we've had trouble keeping them on the shelf, to be honest. I mean, it's an exciting time, again, to sell these kind of vehicles. And, you know, we've seen a lot of people turn in, frankly, the Lexus, the Audi, the Mercedes, and we're very happy to take them as trade-ins because we know something good's happened there. They've bought a BMW.
Get down to Advantage BMW, now sponsors and proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. He's Philip Southwick. He is the general manager. Stay here with us because we're going to continue some radio.
Okay.
We're going to break right now? Okay, we're going to break right now. Before we go to break, Dylan, you'll be up first. I want to remind you now that with Sweden's Zlatan Ibrahimovic is officially out. Here's the big one for Sweden. Jakob Johansson, who scored the goal against Italy in the playoff in the first leg, he's had a knee injury. I mean, there's been so many. Dani Alves just went down for Brazil. Lauren Koscielny. These are heartbreaking stories. We're going to start talking about some of the rosters. We'll take phone calls at 713-780-3776. We'll take a break here, courtesy of Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center. And also, I'm going to remind you again about BMW and our partnership with Advantage BMW. I drive a BMW. I have leased and bought from Advantage numerous times over the years. I think I'm on my fifth or probably my fifth car. I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I have a 5 Series. It is the ultimate driving machine. Whenever I get back from being on the road and driving a rental car, it's like getting into a magic carpet. It's incredible. Advantage BMW, the thing that is very appealing to me, and this is where they are 10 out of 10, customer service. It's second to none. They've got you covered, sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get in a 3.5/7 Series at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get that Houston hometown advantage. It's why I shop Advantage BMW. BMWHouston.com. They are sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Philip Southwick in studio. Philip, thank you for making the effort to come here. And by the way, I told Philip the wrong address, 5353 Richmond. So before I let you go, do I still have the sponsorship
Absolutely.
With you? Okay,
absolutely.
I just want to
make, I wasn't even going to bring it up.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Jeez, that was a snafu. I need more staff. Philip, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Glenn.
By the way, who's your World Cup pick?
I'm going to go with Belgium.
Belgium,
you know,
I like
it's
it.
Kind of a dark horse pick, but you look at the team, you say it's a strong team.
Oof, a couple of players there. Hazard.
De Bruyne.
Lukaku.
Yeah.
A little bit of Vincent Kompany leadership.
Yeah, right.
It's good.
Courtois, you know, it's going to be a good team.
We're taking a break. You heard it from Philip Southwick. He's picking Belgium. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Torres in the middle. Fabregas. It slid through. Next stays down. It's in. Iniesta scores. Surely the winning goal for Spain.
One of the greats, one of the most humble players out there, Andreas Iniesta, in his last World Cup for Spain. Think Spain will win it? And by the way, you're listening to Steppenwolf Magic Carpet Ride. Why are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Forget LeBron in Cleveland. Put Steppenwolf in the Hall of Fame, for God's sake. Anybody under 45 has no idea what I'm talking about right now. 713-780-3776. I'm going to get to Dylan here. 713-780-3776. By the way, you've heard a lot of rappers take that riff and do a rap to that. All right, so here's a couple of things coming out with rosters. Sweden, Zlatan officially out. Jakob Johansson, ACL. He's done. He scored the goal against Italy in the playoff that put him into the World Cup. Portugal, Renato Sanchez, remember him? He was a huge part of the 2016 Euros win. In fact, he was a lot more impressive and important than Ronaldo was. He's only had 12 appearances at Swansea on loan from Bayern Munich. He is out. He is not going to the World Cup with Portugal. Germany, Sandro Wagner is out. Mario Götze is out, who scored the winning goal in the 2014 World Cup off an assist from another guy who's not going, Andre Schürrle. Unbelievable. Mexico, Rafa Marquez in, despite issues of alleged ties to drug trafficking organizations. The Mexico Federation said yes. Rodolfo Pizarro, no, of Chivas. Some Mexican fans have been critical of both Gio and Jonathan Dos Santos being picked. I think that's maybe a little bit because there's an anti-MLS sentiment, maybe. Marquez could go to the fifth World Cup as Antonio Carvajal, the former Mexican goalkeeper, and Lothar Matthäus of Germany have done. DeMarcus Beasley would have went for the fifth time, by the way. I don't think there's any question. Joe Hart is out with England. Jack Wilshere is out. 19-year-old Trent Alexander-Arnold. Now think of this young man. He's 19. He's going to start in a Champions League final against Real Madrid in Kiev. And now he's going to go to the World Cup. And I like what Gareth Southgate's doing. Watch England in this. Because they are young. They are energetic. In goals, interesting, though, with no Joe Hart. Jack Butland of Stoke. How about that? You're relegated. That guy's been He's been basically a human pinata in goal for Stoke. So Butland's one of the goalkeepers. Jordan Pickford, who was a youth international at Everton, and Nick Pope are the three goalkeepers. Is that an issue for England? Quickly to Dylan. Dylan, what's on your mind? You got about 1 minute, Dylan. The floor is yours.
Okay.
Go for it. Go.
I'm wondering who do you think is going to be Arsenal's next head coach?
Oh, wow. I think Arsenal's going to wait till after the World Cup. I know some people were talking Yogi Löw. They were hoping he could potentially be it. It's a tough question for me to answer because I think people are waiting till after the World Cup. Massimiliano Allegri is another name that's potentially been mentioned. So I really don't know right now, Dylan. I'd have to think a little bit more about that and do a little bit more research. There will be some managers moving here and there, as there always are, high profile. So I'm not really sure at this moment. I can't really tell you who that could be.
Mikel Arteta. What about Arteta?
About who?
Mikel Arteta, former midfielder.
Who's he managing now? Oh, Arteta? You mean Arteta?
Yeah.
Well, Arteta's name's been mentioned. Patrick Vieira at New York City FC has been mentioned as well, the former midfielder for Arsenal. I think there was also some talk of, it's escaping me right now. But
I know Luis Enrique was mentioned once.
Luis Enrique, thank you for that, Jose Partida, jumping in, producer extraordinaire on that one. Yeah, so I don't know. A lot of names can be bandied out. We can speculate all night. We're going to take a break. Dillian, thank you very much for that. I want to remind you, the first hour brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Hundreds of children are diagnosed each year. And that isn't just the job at Texas Children's Hospital. It's their life. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit organization, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond to help us provide high-quality programs and services. Texas Children's Hospital. It began with the promise to provide the best possible care for every patient who comes in to help us. Texas Children's Hospital continuously working to develop new and innovative treatment for some of the most complex conditions and illnesses which philanthropic support makes possible. That's cccfund.org, a 501c charity. And by the way, we have a huge event coming up. It's an evening with the legendary goalkeeper Alex Stepney, Friday, June 8th. This is to benefit the Texas Children's Hospital. 6:30 p.m. to midnight. It's at the Doubletree by Hilton. It's a great event. I'll be there. A lot of people in the soccer community. I want to see you out there. 281-520-0867 or tomclair346@gmail.com. Tickets are $120. It's a couple course meal, drinks included. It's going to be a great night. Evening with Alex Stepney, a man who played with George Best, legendary Manchester United goalkeeper. Head over to Facebook Soccer Matters, and you can also sign up over there. So hoping you're going to go. That, again, is Friday, June 8th, to benefit the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. Run DMC, Legends, Classic, My Adidas. We go to break.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.